It is 9:12. We've got Mark Glassman on the phone to talk about film reviews. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning. How are you?
Great, thank you. How about you?
Yes, terrific.
Good.
You know, it's spring, almost spring. Sometimes
sunset.
It's spring, sometimes it's still winter.
Yep.
It's Canada. Anyhow, a couple of interesting films. I guess I'll start with the Canadian one, or at least Canadian / French one.
Okay.
Bonjour Tristesse, which is Hello Sadness, of course, in English. It's based on the famous François Sagan novel from the 1950s, which was, in its day, very sensational. The idea of an 18-year-old girl having an affair with a 20-something guy, with the father being aware of the fact that this affair is going on. Well, back in 1954, that was scandalous. Now, perhaps less so. But the storyline is still very interesting, because what we have is the daughter, Cecile, the 18-year-old, who's really just been enjoying having this wonderful friendship with her dad, in this case played by Claes Bang, who is a wonderful European actor, playing Raymond. And their relationship has always been very tight since their mother died when she was quite young. And then suddenly, and everything's fine, Raymond seems to have a string of interesting girlfriends, all of whom are more or less Cecile's age, a little odd, but they don't really explain it, except we sort of understand it. And then Anne shows up, and Anne is the best friend of the deceased wife, in this case played by Chloe Sevigny. In the original version of this film, Jane, back in the 1950s, mm-hmm. when it was a big hit,
yep.
it was played by Deborah Carr.
Oh, wow.
And David Niven played the father.
Mm-hmm.
And Gene Seberg, the young Gene Seberg, played Cecile.
Oh,
so
man.
A big hit back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
And in this case, a very interesting cast. And Chloe Sevigny is nicely cast as a fashion designer, former best friend. And, of course, the idea is that she falls in love and he falls in love, Raymond and Anne. And Cecile is not so happy because it turns out that Anne is, rather more old-fashioned, and she wants to see her new potential stepdaughter actually do well in school and stop having an affair with a 20-something boy. So naturally, Cecile decides to plot a revenge, and naturally that revenge turns awry. So that's the tragedy of the story. Nicely done. The novel by François Sagan, as I say, was a big hit, embraced at the time in France by people like Jean-Paul Sartre, who considered her to be a bohemian and a representative of her generation. Now, looking back at it, it all feels a little bit dated. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed the fact that the director, who is has been a writer up to this point, Durga Chu Bose, who is Canadian, living in the U.S., has done a wonderful job of evoking the Mediterranean and the sense of the listlessness and the summer and what the self-indulgence that might be the way things would be in such a place. So that part is excellent. The problem is, I think, the fact that it is, as I say, a bit dated, and the fact that, the original cast was brilliant. You can even respond now thinking about those stars and how well they would have played those roles, and they did play them excellently. Here, not quite as much. A little bit of a listlessness in the performances, which doesn't help. We needed passion. So Bonjour Tristesse, interesting, but not quite the remake we wanted. The other, a very interesting film by Jia Zhangke, who is a very famous in international circles Chinese director. It's called Caught by the Tides. And you might remember that I reviewed a film by him a couple of years ago called Ashes, the Purest White.
Mm-hmm.
He's a wonderful director, and he usually stars his wife, Zhao Tao, as the lead. And in this case, that's the case. So again, we have a love story. But what's interesting about Caught by the Tides is, in a way, it's a kind of experimental film or kind of a documentary, because what Jia Zhangke has been doing is he's been shooting all these years, 20-odd years in China,
mm-hmm.
as China has changed from being a kind of rural culture into the very urban environment that it is all over the place now.
Mm-hmm.
And so, although we have a love story, what we also have is a tide, and the tide is a tide of history. It's not just the tide of relationships. And we see China changing over the course of the 20 years. And love story, to a large extent, takes a kind of backseat in many cases, too, looks at how China has become you know, a real, you know, a sort of hip urban place, not the same. He evokes, in probably my favorite scene, a group of women of different ages all singing songs to each other, mm-hmm. and just laughing and just enjoying themselves. And you got the impression that was what China was like, that people really enjoyed each other and that there was an unpretentiousness to it all.
Uh-huh.
And now it's not that way. Now it's like everywhere else in the world, it's very urban. So the tides have changed, the tides of history, in some ways very good, but in a lot of ways we lose a lot too. So an interesting film, very thoughtful, Caught by the Tides, and I'm going to recommend it. It may not be for everyone, it's a bit long, but I think it's really a worthwhile film.
Thanks very much, Mark. Sounds interesting.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Over to Lisa now with traffic.